The Revised Common Lectionary, the tool that most mainline denominations use to pick the scriptures that are heard each Sunday, is a three-year cycle. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke are assigned to each of those years. The Gospel of John does not have its own year. It's just sprinkled throughout the 3 years. We are currently in year B, the year dedicated to Mark. But today is one of those days that the Gospel of John appears. Today's reading for John is early in the story that John is telling. This is different than the others, in which the story of Jesus cleansing the temple happens at the end, like a last-minute reiteration of something that is of the utmost importance. The cleansing of the temple is of utmost importance for John's gospel, too. However, for this gospel, it's not something designed as an exclamation point. It is fully intended to set the scene, to start things off on the right foot. Today's gospel is actually the first time Jesus chooses to enter into his public ministry. Well, just prior to what we heard today is the story of the wedding of Cana. Most of us are familiar with that story. It's when Jesus turned common water into the most exquisite wine. This was actually his first act of ministry in public, though, as you might recall, that miracle, that gift of grace to the wedding party, was not his idea. That was all on his mother. It was one of those because mama says moments. But today, Jesus' actions in the temple are all on him. This was his idea. I often think how great the theological event was at the wedding of Cana, but today's event is even greater. As the story goes, the Passover is near. This was the biggest celebration and remembrance of their faith system. People from all over were traveling to Jerusalem for this celebration. While they were in Jerusalem, they would make an animal sacrifice in the temple for the cleansing of their sins. It was there in the temple that God was present. The temple is where the people experienced God. It's where the human and the divine crossed paths. Without the temple, the people would be lost. Their relationship with God was dependent on it. When Jesus goes into the first part of the temple, which would have really been the courtyard, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. This would have been normal, nothing there to correct. The Jews needed these things for their sacrifices. They needed these things to get right with God. They needed them for humanity and the divine to interact. What Jesus really experienced was corruption. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. Stop preying on those who come to get right with God. The marketplace was a place where vendors took advantage of the buyers. They marked the prices too high, which required the people to negotiate for a reasonable price. In the temple, vendors shouldn't take advantage of the people. These animals were without blemish. They were not the ones sold in the marketplace. Those who could afford a small bird for sacrifice, well, they bought those. While those who could afford a large animal, that's what they purchased. Marking up the prices so high and knowing the people didn't have any other options but to purchase them, it was just wrong. We are all called to make an offering to God. But this corruption would be like charging people for the sacraments. Oh, you want to be baptized? Well, that'll cost you $150. Oh, you want to get married? Well, that'll cost you $300. Yes, the people needed to buy the animals, and changed their coins to ones that were allowed inside the temple. But what Jesus experienced that day went against creation. It went against the essence of their faith. The rich, yeah, they can afford their unblemished animals without going broke. But the poor, they had to either spend all their money to be in good relationship with God, or they had to live their lives feeling separated from the one that loved them the most. What Jesus did that day brought the whole operation to a halt. At least for that day, for one day, no one, not the rich or the poor, was going to encounter God in the temple. It was then that Jesus set the stage for his mission to heal and reconcile humanity's relationship with God. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Jesus is talking about his body as the temple. He is rewriting the understanding of where the people will experience God. Jesus is redefining where human and divine cross paths. Since this encounter happened at the beginning of the Gospel of John, the people who witnessed this powerful theological change, they didn't understand it. They had no clue what was going on. They could not even begin to wrap their minds around it. But things for us are different. As modern disciples of Jesus, when we hear this story, we can understand. And though we have the ability to understand, we may not necessarily like what Jesus is saying. Jesus' body is now the temple. The body of Jesus is now where the human and the divine cross paths. The body of Christ, you and me, this is where people experience God. We are now the temple. And if we are now the temple, how are we doing with that? How well are we being the vessel that allows the people that we encounter to meet God? Are we making it difficult for others to meet Christ? Are our actions and our inactions in the world making us those vendors inside the temple? Are our actions and our inactions really presenting our faith as corrupt? Are we as the holy temple reflecting Jesus in such a way that would please God? Or do we need Jesus to storm into our lives and cleanse us? Though we are all in need of constant cleansing, there is no better time than Lent for a good spring cleaning. Amen.